Good morning. Today's scripture text is found in Matthew 5:48, where Jesus states, "Therefore, you are to be perfect as your heavenly Father is perfect." Certainly a tall order. This statement, which in essence is a command, has always been most intriguing and challenging to me personally. As a very young Christian, it caught my eye right off. And I've been trying to fully understand God's meaning and intent here ever since. You know, if we look at the Gospel according to Luke, this same statement by Jesus is recorded with the following words: "Be merciful as your Father is merciful." The different wording of Jesus' statement reveals the synoptic or parallel nature of the gospel accounts as recorded by Matthew and Luke. Here God uses two separate people giving the same account. One by an inspired eyewitness, Matthew, and the other by his prophet, Luke, in recording this same statement of Jesus with different words. Now notice in this way, God essentially defines his own terms so that we need not lean on our own understanding or interpretation of this scripture. Praise him. Mercy then is the defining synonym that God would use for the word perfect in Matthew 5:48. Jesus' command then is that we are to be as merciful to others as God is with us. Isn't that beautiful? The context for Matthew 5:48, the command to be perfect, is love. Verse 43 and following read, "You have heard that it was said, 'You shall love your neighbor and hate your enemy.' But I say to you, love your enemies, and pray for those who persecute you, in order that you may be sons of your Father who is in heaven. For he causes his sun to rise on the evil and the good, and sends rain on the righteous and the unrighteous. For if you love those who love you, what reward have you? Do not even the tax gatherers, IRS agents, do the same? And if you greet your brothers only, what do you do more than others? Do not even the Gentiles, pagans, do the same? Therefore, you are to be perfect as your heavenly Father is perfect." We are to love our enemies as well as our friends and those who love us, Jesus commands. But didn't Jesus do that himself? Romans 5:8-10 state, "But God demonstrates his own love towards us, in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. For if while we were enemies, we were reconciled to God through the death of his Son, much more, having been reconciled, we shall be saved by his life." Such is the perfect calling of Christ our Lord. The pivotal importance of our being merciful is graphically seen in the placement of Jesus' statement, Matthew 5:48, in the context of his Sermon on the Mount. Not only is such a perfection of character attainable for us in Christ, but it is essential to our being saved. James, in his short book, writes, "For judgment will be merciless to the one who has shown no mercy. Mercy triumphs over judgment." James 2:13. May we all someday hear the words, "Well done, good and faithful servant, enter into the joy of your master." Today, let's make being merciful as our Heavenly Father is merciful our top priority.